32 is not a cool age. Like, I have just as many friends that have babies as I do that have drug dealers. And actually, many of them are the same friend. I did think I would grow out of this. No, I am 30, flirty, and crying.
At the top of the show, you heard a preview of Shannon Fiedler's comedy special, 30, Flirty, and Crying, now available on YouTube. You can catch her brand new set in Portland, February 1st at Polaris Hall. Today we chat with Shannon as she gives us a preview of what's in store for us on the Pregnancy Brain Tour as it makes its stop in the Rose City. I'm Gregory Day. You're listening to the Portland Podcast. More now from Shannon Fiedler.
Yeah, I just finished your show. Yeah, 30, Flirty, and Crying on YouTube, produced by Laura Lucchetti. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, produced by Hoff Studios, directed by Laura Lucchetti.
Yeah, it looks absolutely gorgeous. The production level is very high, and I'm sure you had a big part in that. I mean, I felt like it was on par with like a Marc Maron show.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. They truly did a wonderful job producing it. I couldn't have been happier with the way it came out. And I was definitely a part of it. Obviously, stand up, you know, I wrote the whole thing. So that's a big part of it. And then collaborated with Laura and the team over at Hoff very closely as we were figuring out, you know, where we wanted to film it, how we wanted to film it. And, you know, I really deferred to them on a lot of the camera stuff. I'm not, you know, technical. So I trusted all of that in them. And I think they did such an amazing job knowing like how many cameras did we want to use and like what were the angles, and they did the set design and all of that. And then we worked together very closely in the edit because I think, you know, comedy is a lot about timing. So I think having, you know, their POV as people who were like one step removed from it, in addition to my POV as someone who had been living and breathing that content for the past 3 years, combined really well to create something that I think we're all really proud of.
Well, yeah, you're very physically active during the show. It's something that I noticed immediately. Kind of reminded me of Sebastian Maniscalco, who just played here, by the way, at Moda Center. Yes, the bedazzled mic, love that too. That was your idea?
That was my one... I don't want to say mandate, but we went into our first pre-pro meeting and they had so many amazing ideas with like, you know, how they wanted the curtain to look and all that. And then I was like, can I have a sparkly microphone? And they were like, we'll make that happen. And I walked in on filming day and there was like a PA hand putting the jewels on. And I was like, I feel not important enough for this, but I love it.
It's a new set. You're going to be performing in Polaris, or is this very similar, a similar content?
Well, the set itself will be brand new from 30, 30. Oh,
exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting. So we filmed 30, Flirty, and Crying in January of 24. So even though it didn't get released until the back half of the year, we filmed it at the very beginning of the year. And so I had all of last year to be workshopping new material and creating some new work. And it is from the special, it's a net new show. If you've seen me in 2024, I think you'll recognize some concepts, but the jokes have changed a lot. The show has grown and there's a lot of brand new stuff that is really within the past couple of months, because as the name of the tour might let you know, I'm pregnant right now. So there's a whole section of comedy about that experience. So that's kind of never been seen before.
I really get that you are well-traveled from watching this show, because you know women by region all over the United States. Would you like to touch on this experience, like sorority sisters or other connections?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's something really funny about how regionally there are such stark differences between at least, so I've created these characters that I call, you know, Portland girl, Minnesota girl, Manhattan woman, Connecticut girl. And they're all over my social media. And they were kind of what got me the wide audience that I have now was through these videos. And yeah. What's fun to me about them is that they're so different in so many ways, but at the base of it all, there's so much similarity. And I think that's what good comedy does, is it uses specificity to yeah. talk about the universal. And I think the young female experience, there's definitely a lot more of it in comedy now than there was even 5-6 years ago, let alone 20 years ago.
Yeah. 5 years ago. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Even just a few years ago.
100%. I remember the first time I saw an Eliza Schlesinger special on Netflix and just being kind of like, yeah. Whoa, I've never seen someone talk about my experiences in comedy before. And I always liked comedy. This was before I started doing it. I saw hers. And that was sort of the first time that I was like, oh, maybe what I have to say is something people would be interested in. Mm-hmm. And I think that these regional tropes allow you a way in that feels really specific and really funny. And you get to do accents. Everybody loves accents.
You're really good at those accents.
Oh, thank you. It's a lot of practice.
Yeah.
a lot of mimic, like I've always enjoyed mimicry. Like I used to do impressions of my friends and my teachers growing up. But because to me, it's not just the accent. It's not just knowing like to drop your R, to elongate your O. At least in the characters that I've created, there are full mannerisms, the way that they... Yeah. Their posture is different. The way they use their hands is different. Yeah. How they, even the facial expressions they make are very different. So finding those and letting people be like, oh my God, that's so me. Or like, I have a friend who lives in Portland and she is just like that.
Yeah.
I think gives people a way in to talk about other types of female experiences that mm-hmm. some are really funny, some are not so funny, but or some are not so fun on the surface, but you can find the funny in it. And mm-hmm. I've loved having these regional characters.
I'm trying to figure out what a Portland character is, but very liberal. That's a safe bet. That's a safe bet.
Yeah.
So pregnancy sure. brain tour, I'm curious, you know, you're pregnant and it's changing you physiologically. Is it changing the way you think?
Yeah. So pregnancy brain is actually, it's a colloquial term that I've adopted. I certainly didn't make it up, but it is proven scientifically. I'm pretty sure, I mean, I read this on the internet, but I think it's pretty proven, you know, I'm not a scientist, but women's brains actually do shrink a bit during pregnancy because so much of your functionality is going towards growing eyelashes yeah. and making a human being. And so anyone who is pregnant will tell you that like, you'll be doing something and just like, you completely forget a basic task. Like you're like, you forget how to, like, I can't tell you how many times I've been trying to drive to the grocery store and I'm like, I didn't even go a semblance of the right direction. And I know how to get to the grocery store. But it's sort of a double entendre for the title of this tour, because yeah. yes, there is the pregnancy brain of it all, of just like, you know, you feel a little ditzy, frankly, because you're just unable to remember everything to the same capacity that you once were, but also this is my brain on pregnancy, kind of. These are the things that I'm thinking about. I think stand-up comedy is always sort of a look into the comic's brain, like a kind of up close and personal with like, here's my innermost thoughts. Now let me yell them into a microphone. So it felt like the right name for this tour to just sort of describe it. Yeah.
I mean, last year, did you think that you'd be touring as a pregnant woman?
No, probably not.
It's a short tour.
It's a very short tour because
you're pregnant.
After St. Patrick's Day, I'm too big to fly. Like they don't really want you on a plane after a certain amount of weeks. Too big is not the right. I just like to say that, but I will be too pregnant to fly because, you know, they just don't want you that far away from your doctor and like, you don't want to go into labor on a plane, all of that. So that's why it's a shorter tour and I'm not hitting as many cities as I would normally hit. But, you know, I knew that it was probably coming up sometime soon in my life, but it's not something that you can totally predict and say like, well, this is the day that, you know, we're going to become pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, once I found out that I was pregnant and I had already been talking about wanting to do a tour in 2025, I worked with my team and I was like, I really want to make sure I get out there at least a little bit before I have to stop. Because I don't want to wait almost 2 years to go back on the road, because there is something so special about getting to do your show in different markets beyond. I'm based out of New York City. So like I'm always doing New York and Connecticut shows, but it's fun to reach different audiences because they are different. And that's it. And also like I've amassed these followers and fans on social who are from those areas. Yeah. I don't want to be like, sorry, like not coming to see you for, you know, 2 whole years.
So it took you 3 years to write that first comedy special, 30 Flirty and Crying. This is pretty quick. You've come up with a whole new set. How long is the set?
So the set's an hour. It's a it's an hour of comedy. Wow. So it's fun. It's you know, your first special is so different than I think anything after, because especially when you're starting out in comedy, you're always thinking in terms of length, because in order to do anything at the beginning of comedy, you need a tight five, right? So you're just trying to get your best 5 minutes. And then once you get that, you're like, well, could I do 10? Because if I could do 10, then I can be on all these other people's shows that are giving like 8 to 10 minute sets. Yeah. And then eventually start working your way up. You're like, well, if I could do 12 to 15, then I could like open for a comic on the road. Or so you're just kind of trying to build and you're trying to get as much material as you can. And so when you're working your way up to your first hour, I did end up culling some stuff and rearranging for 30 Flirty and Crying, because I wanted it to have a unifying theme and I wanted it to feel connected around this idea of, you know, being 30 and what does that mean? And that sort of change from feeling like a young adult to like an actual adult. But it was a lot of like, okay, these are the jokes that I've written. Yeah. How can I make that into a cohesive hour? Whereas when I sat down to write this hour, I had some jokes that I had, you know, come up with while I was still working on the finalized set of 30, 40 and Crying. So that was at least a place to start, or a couple jokes. Like one of my favorite jokes actually in this new hour, was something I cut from the set of 30, 40 and Crying. Cause I was just like, it doesn't fit in right. It feels like a shoehorn. And I just like, wasn't getting it perfectly correct. And then when I took it out of that context and started doing it as its own thing, it got this whole new life. And I was like, oh, this is a great jumping off point. And so for this hour, I've been actually formulating it with a plan and a theme and not just sort of trying to pull any joke I'd written. You also get a lot better at writing jokes. You know, there's jokes in 30, Flirty and Crying that I wrote in my first 2 months of being a stand-up. Yeah. I'm sure they changed and got better over the course of time, but it takes you a long time to learn the ins, like the rhythms of a joke and what makes a good joke and how to figure, like find the concepts in your brain. Now I just feel like I can do it so much faster. And I hope 3 years from now, I can do it even faster and even better. And I think that's just getting better at something.
My time's limited with you, but I just want to touch on Portland. Have you visited before? We got a beautiful airport. Thoughts on Portland? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love Portland. I'm so excited to be coming back to Portland. I think this will be my third show in Portland, which is awesome for someone who lives on the other side of the country. Yeah. I've been lucky enough to perform there before. I have some friends who live there. So my first introduction to Portland was going to their wedding. And we just had a great time.
Oh, really? You've got friends in the city.
Yeah, they live locally, so that's really fun. I always get to see people when I go, which I love.
So you have a Portland connection,
About my job, is even if people live far, unless somebody moves to like a really remote ranch that like they don't have a comedy club, if you live near a major city, chances are at some point I'm going to be coming through and then I get to see you. So that's really special. Yeah. But the last time I went to Portland last year, the way that the tour worked out, I ended up having like a whole weekend in Portland. And so my dad came and met me and we did like a bunch of, he's like super outdoorsy and naturey. So we hiked, I cannot say this word, Multnomah Falls.
Multnomah.
Yeah, I feel like all the consonants are in the wrong.
What did you call it?
It's like having marbles in your mouth. But we did that hike, which was incredible. And then we drove to the coast, to the beach that has the famous rocks.
Yeah.
And it, we were both like, we love it out here. The nature is incredible. So I'm hoping I can do, I don't think I'll be going on any hikes at 7 months pregnant, but.
Seven months?
I do hope to get the experience.
You're 7 months?
I guess I'll be almost 6 months at the time I come to Portland.
Wow.
I'll look pregnant. I'll tell you that. Yeah, I'm actually having a really hard time figuring out what shoes I want to wear for the show because I need something that I can feel comfortable in for an hour, which I've never had to think of before.
Well, you know, it's even more important than comedy, isn't it? Creating a life. Congratulations there, Shannon. And it's great to connect with you. I love the characters. I really hope that they make an appearance. And I'm really glad to hear you have a connection with Portland and to hear about your friendships. Yeah. It's a very cool town. And I'm glad you're sort of bridging the gap between the East Coast, West Coast. And we support comedy here. It's a very, very supportive environment, as I'm sure you're aware. Yeah. So February 1st, you're going to be at Polaris Hall. Have you played there before?
I have not. So I'm very excited to check it out.
Oh, it's a great venue. We're at a wrap, so final thoughts or anything you'd like to share with her? We have about 10,000, 15,000 listeners a month, so maybe that'll get one or two more people on the show. But any final thoughts, Portland, and the upcoming show, or any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be back in Portland. You guys have always been like some of my favorite audiences, so I have a feeling that'll be the case again. And I do, the one caveat I want to say is like, while this tour is called the Pregnancy Brain Tour and there is definitely pregnancy content within it, it is by no means an hour on being pregnant. So if you are not currently pregnant, if you have never been pregnant, if you never want to be pregnant, I promise you, there is something for everyone in this show. If you find anything that I do in my previous hour or my social media entertaining, you will find this show entertaining. So don't let it scare you if you're like, well, I really wanted to see her, but I don't know if I want to, you know, I'm not pregnant. Totally fine. There's a lot of other content in the show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, excited to get out there and spend some time.
Well, congratulations again. That's
thank
wonderful.
You so much.
All right. Thank you again. Talk soon.
Thanks, Gregory. This was so fun.
Cheers, Shannon. Bye.
Awesome. Have a good one.